Welcome back to the Dungeon Diaries. I am your hostess, Queen Titania. On today's episode, I will be attempting to record a podcast on roleplay. I say attempt because a while ago, I made a first attempt where I was a bit unsuccessful. Roleplay is a very complicated subject, and I don't think there's any one right way to go about it. So to me, that makes it pretty difficult to discuss. When there's a right way and a wrong way, it's easy to tell you the right way and the wrong way. It's easy to tell you how some people do things and why I don't think that's the right way to go about it. It's easy to say that this is how others do it, and I think this is the hottest way to set up a roleplay scene. But with roleplay, there are so many different elements. There are so many different fantasies and fetishes you can live out, and so many different avenues to experience them. I guess the first thing to do is lay out those avenues. Roleplay is one of those scenarios that works well in person, on the phone, or even over instant message. You can roleplay in basically any form of communication. Unlike, say, corporal punishment, you can really only act out corporal punishment in person. You can only act out hypnosis if audio can be heard. So you can't really hypnotize someone through IM, no matter how many times I get emails from slaves asking me if I can hypnotize them via IM only. Really, do you think that I can just start typing and you'll fall into a trance? And when you've fallen into a trance and your eyes are closed, you'll somehow continue to be able to read the fucking things I'm saying? Are you that dense, or are you that much of a wanker? But, anyway, with roleplay, you can act that out over IM, and there's some, frankly, incredibly hot roleplays you can do, and for DOMs, incredibly profitable ones. It's not just something where you have to dress up and get every single part of it picture perfect. It's not just something where you have to hear the other person, or even see them in a cam session. In fact, cam sessions may make it more difficult because you lose a bit of that imagination. When you're just speaking over the phone, your imagination can run wild. But when you're talking and see the other person on cam, and there's not much they can do, that limits your roleplay opportunities because, well, what's there to imagine? You see them sitting in front of their laptop. Anyway, the most common way people roleplay is probably over IM. Maybe it's on message boards, but we're not really talking about people who are really into Harry Potter roleplaying going to Hogwarts. We're talking about people who, in the end, want their dicks hard and their vaginas wet over the idea of pretending to be something else. And over IM, there's so many ways to go about it. You can live out basically anything that you're willing to suspend disbelief on. You can live out being a naughty schoolgirl. You can not live out daddy-daughter. You can live out mistress-slave. You can live out sissy training. There's all sorts of roleplay you can do via IM. And to me, the best way to do it, the best way to do any roleplay, is to actually try and live it. And this is something that you can do on IM. I'll explain living it a bit more after I go over the way it pertains to IM. With instant message and the internet in general, you can set up a million screen names. You can set up dummy email accounts. You can steal pictures. I don't recommend stealing pictures, but really it doesn't hurt to Google image search and then just send a picture of someone claiming that's you in a roleplay. It's obviously not cool to claim it's you in real life. It lets you really up the stakes. And with your partner, you can both live it out by creating new screen names, creating new personas, and getting into the characters. This is something that may even be easier to do over IM than it is in person, because in person, you are limited by the possibilities. When there's just text, the impossible is now possible. If you want to tie someone up online, you don't actually have to do it. But in person, you need to actually know how to use rope. You can live out everything. You can do everything. And that's one reason why it's so popular. That's one reason why, if you log on Call Me, you'll get so many boys who basically want to do real-life role-playing on IM. They won't tell you it's role-play, but they want to role-play. They want you to tell them what you're going to do to them. They want you to treat them like a slave, but they don't actually want to serve. They don't actually want to do anything you're talking about. They just want to live it out. They just want to live it out via IM, via fantasy, that is. Phone roleplay, it has the same amount of possibilities, but to me it's harder to live it out. It's harder to actually create that persona. Because, let's say we're playing on Night Flirt. You call me up, and you have to explain your roleplay to me. Unless, of course, you send me an email beforehand. To me, that's ideal. You tell me what you're looking for, and we set up a time. You call, and I'm already in character when I pick up the phone. The problem is, a lot of roleplay requires stage directions, and I want my phone roleplay to have as few stage directions as possible. I want it all to be done verbally. I want to describe what you're seeing in dialogue. I want my words to set the entire scene. I don't want to say, and then I move over to you, and I hit you with my flogger. I tie you up because you are a bad schoolgirl. I tie you to your school desk, and then I beat you with the ruler. I gag you with the apple you gave me as your teacher, as a present. The apple tastes good. To me, that's lame. I want to say, you've been so naughty, so you're going to have a very special kind of detention, bitch. Bend over that desk right now. And I'm going to show you what the nuns did when I went to Catholic school. From there, it's easy to describe how much each blow hurts, how the person should feel, how hard I'm hitting them, how red their ass is getting, how hard they're moaning, how loud they're screaming. Everything can come out through dialogue, but certain things can't. Certain things you just wouldn't naturally say. Like, how many people are at a party? It's really awkward to say, we're now at the party and, wow, it's crowded. There are, what, 300 people here? Who says that? Something that comes out more monotone, or describing each outfit, describing the general tone of the party. You can work it. You can make it work, but it's more difficult. Because it's not natural dialogue. It's not something the other person will pick up on immediately. Because that's part of the intricacy of phone roleplay. If I say, how much does it hurt, bitch? They're going to respond with how much it hurts. If I say, can you take harder? They're going to say, yes. Yes, I can. But if I say, wow, this place looks crowded. Wow, look at that outfit. They're not going to describe it. They're probably just going to say, wow, or, oh, mistress, hurt me. Because you're not quite on the same wavelength about every single little detail. And to me, those little details build the scene. That's why, for roleplay in real life, I like having little details. I have a real school chair and a real vintage school desk. It's wooden with cast iron legs. It's gorgeous. It has the old-fashioned inkwell. And it just sets a scene. And I can put it in front of a table, which if I decorated properly, looks like a teacher's desk. And I can use some rulers. I can have lots of pens. I can have them bring an apple. And I can make the scene look as much like a real school as I can. I even have an old dry erase board somewhere. I don't use it all the time, though. But just things like that build the scene. They build the visual. They build the whole experience that's so important to roleplay. So important to making it real. So what do I mean about making it real? Living it. I've implied it. I've described it a bit. But let me describe in exact terms what I mean. When I say living the roleplay, you should feel as much like that character from bell to bell as possible. To me, when a slave walks in the door, the second the money is handed over, and if possible, the money being handed over should be part of the roleplay, but if not, the second the money is handed over is the start of the roleplay. From there, we're in character. Let me give an example. I did a roleplay about a year ago. Maybe a little more, because I think it was in February, and there was snow on the ground. And I said, "Boy, you look lost. You look cold. Was your car lost in the snow? Are you okay?" Why did I say this? Well, in his email he said, "I want to roleplay that I've gotten lost and stumbled into your dungeon. I want to be tricked into coming in for help, and then tied up, beaten, and humiliated." So, when he came in, I immediately went into that character. "Are you okay? Is your car stuck in the snow? Are you lost? Do you know where you are? Do you need help?" But he didn't seem to get that. He just looked at me confused. Another time, I've started a similar role play, where someone came in and I said, "Is everything all right? You look lost." And they say, "No, mistress, everything's great. Let's get started." Even just a simple line like that, if not properly set up, makes it so difficult to get that synergy together, to get on the same wavelength. And to me, that makes the roleplay so very hot, when there's no moment you can look back and say, this is where it started. It just naturally becomes your entire existence in my dungeon, or on the phone, or on IM. The entire time you're there is spent in character. You start to feel like that character, because I'm not pretending in your mind. From the second you met me, I am who I say I am. I am taking a stranger and treating them like a slave. I'm taking someone who's lost, pretending to help them and ruining their life. I'm a teacher teaching a slutty schoolgirl who needs to be kept after school. I'm a nun. I'm a priest. I'm an evil secretary. I'm an over-achieving businesswoman. From the second you meet me, I want that to be your new reality. I don't want someone to come in and say, "Okay, I want you to be my boss. This is how my boss usually acts. I want all of this to be settled beforehand." I'd rather they not say, "So, mistress, how are you? I'm doing great. Should I take my clothes off? Should I get dressed? What should I do?" I want this all to be ready so that when they come into that door, they come into another world. Maybe this is a little simple. Maybe this isn't too interesting to think about. But when I encounter most subs, this all doesn't seem that simple. This doesn't seem like common sense. It seems like people want to waste time. They don't want that perfect introduction, that perfect transition. Because frankly to me, without that natural transition, roleplay is very awkward. Let me describe what a typical night flirt calls on my roleplay line. They call, they tell me what they're interested in. Often it's they want to meet me at a bar and be drugged and then taken to my dungeon. And when I say often, I mean often. I think the last 3 roleplay calls I've gotten were all about this. So, where do you start from there? Do you just say, okay, let's begin, wait 5 seconds and go, well, hello, stranger. What brings you to this part of town? To me, that feels so forced, feels so fake. Things are much more natural when they can send me that email. Or, for example, a really weird roleplay I did on IM a few days ago. Then again, every roleplay with the sub is very weird. He wants me to basically play his wicked transsexual auntie who beats him at checkers. And it's a lot of fun. It's off the wall. Someone who has a fetish for losing at checkers, for betting money, real money, on checkers, and then losing to me on purpose, while he calls me auntie and he gets kicked under the table, all done over Yahoo IM with their checkers program. That's weird. That's unique. It's fun. But it took a turn for the even weirder this week when he wanted to do some sort of a daddy-daughter roleplay. Except he didn't say it up front. Or at least, he wasn't explicit about it. He just hinted about it. And then before he knew what was going on, I was already in character, playing a bratty college student, hitting him up for money. Daddy, I have a credit card bill, and you better pay it. If you don't pay it, I'm telling Mom about what a pervert you are. And telling him how spring break is coming up, acting like the biggest brat in the world. There was no warning. I just started doing it. And when he caught on, it made it more fun. He asked the real questions you would ask in that situation. He gave genuine reactions. It didn't feel forced. In other roleplay scenarios, he'll use a lot of stage directions. In this one, we interacted as you would if you were actually instant messaging your daughter in this kind of situation. And it was fun. A little perverted, a little overly perverted, but who the fuck cares? We both knew what we were doing. We both knew how ridiculous it was, and how much more fun that made it. Because, like I said, it's more fun when you just go into character. You don't ask for permission, like I would ever ask for permission. You don't ask if they're ready. You don't say, okay, we're starting. It just happens. And with IM, that's easy. With phone, it's possible, but it's difficult to make that quick transition unless you start out that way. And in person, it can be very awkward with that first meeting unless everything is set up ahead of time and they know what they're in for. Because otherwise, a sub is a little bit nervous when they come to you the first time, and their brain isn't going to be working as quickly. They're not going to make those connections. So, I think that's a good introduction to roleplay, and the way I play, the way I look at roleplay. Next time, I think, well, not in the next episode, but the next time we get back to roleplay, I'll go into some more specific roleplays, some great props to have, and some easy ways to make props, as well as where to find clothing and those kind of things. So until then, ta-ta.